Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good morning. Do I sound as giddy as Bill Belichick on InstaFace? You can hear him smiling. After all the years of Belichick with his stoic, straight-laced approach, sometimes coming across irritated, frustrated, annoyed at the questions. Well, now you can hear the man smiling, and I'm not sure I know who he is anymore.
Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
So I can talk to you and tell you what I'm up to? Who are you and what have you done with Bill Belichick?
I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it.
The man's got jokes.
Now, hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
Here's the thing. We knew Bill Belichick had a sense of humor. But forever, he was taking thinly veiled shots at social media. And now he's on InstaFace, making fun of himself for calling it Snapface in the past.
Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too.
Listen to the man. He's grinning. He's doing media appearances all over the place. And here's my question. Even as I'm asking you the most significant question as your team kicks off the 2024 season, I'm asking this question rhetorically because I don't think we know the answer. What if the greatest coach the NFL has ever seen decides he likes media more than coaching at this point in his life? I use the example of Bill Cowher. For years, we assumed, it was reported that Bill Cowher was considering various ways to get back into coaching, different teams. Then he got offered a job and thought, you know what? I think I'll do a little more of this TV stuff. And I'm just not ready to go back into coaching. Another job came along. Oh, you know what? Actually, I think I'm going to stick close to home and watch my daughter play volleyball in college. Another job came along. Actually, I don't think I want to go back to that coaching thing at all. What if this isn't just a passing fancy for Bill Belichick? He may think it is right now. Got to earn some money somehow, right? I can't just sit around and do nothing. Nope.
Here I am.
I want to share with you what I'm up to. Since when?
I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that.
Almost as funny as Dean Cable doing an Applebee's commercial, which we'll get to. Yeah, what if he decides he likes the freedom of InstaFace, of hanging out with the Mannings on Monday nights, of doing a show with Peyton every week? Okay, this is the part, even crazier than InstaFace, this is the part that blows me away. It's one thing to join a show in which Peyton and Eli are the driving force. You're a guest, right? You're going to intersperse witty comments here and there, maybe point out a piece of a play that stands out to you. There's three of you, and you're the guy that's probably expected to talk the least. It's right in your wheelhouse, what Peyton loves to do, which is breaking down what he sees on the field, breaking down the plays. And that's TV. To put Belichick on a radio show with Jim Gray and Max Crosby, and if they keep the format for Let's Go, well, then it's two of them, and it's long form, and he's got to talk a lot. He is signed up for about 4 or 5 different media responsibilities, including now putting himself out there on InstaFace. Really? I knew the man liked to talk about football, but this is something completely different.
Hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
I can't wait to share what I've been up to. It's like he's found himself a whole new lease on life. He's energized by his media responsibilities. What if he never goes back? Oh, well, still a Hall of Famer. Still set for life.
I decided this was a good place for me to land.
This, my friends, will provide hours of endless amusement. I'm not on InstaFace myself or SnapFace, but I'll be looking for his vids because this is great material. You want to talk about radio gold.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page too. We're asking you, what's the most significant question? Kind of like a challenge facing your NFL team as it kicks off, and you're already blowing us away with your comments, which, again, underscores the fact that this does, in fact, feel like Christmas Day and that people are all in. It's just different during football. It's different with football, period. That's all you need to know. Now, coming up, of course, within hours, we'll have kickoff between Ravens and Chiefs, NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP. That's just two of the guys on the field, though. The crowd at Arrowhead, always delicious, loud, obnoxious, great place to play. Now, we won't have the sensation of minus 15 wind chills or can't feel your feet on the sideline. It's not December, but yeah, great place to kick off. Who can unseat the Chiefs in the AFC West, in the AFC, in the NFL overall? That, of course, is the prevailing question, without a doubt. But we now have Jim Harbaugh in the AFC West. Sean Payton's got his first ever rookie quarterback starting week number one. Gardner Minshew's in the division. What more could you ask for? No, Max Crosby's still there. Actually, it's a lot of turnover in this division outside of the Chiefs organization. They've had some, but not a ton. Less than what they've had in previous years. It's interesting, though, to think about Justin Herbert, for instance. It's got an entirely new receiving core around him. Austin Eckler's in Washington. So there's a lot that we get to adjust to in this first month. Who knows if that'll be a competitive division? I hope, but it hasn't been that way the last few years. We know the AFC North, expected to be tough, physical, always the rivalries make it great football, smash mouth football, and there's a lot of changes there too. But will the AFC North still be the best division from top to bottom? Will it be the AFC East? Why are we sleeping on the NFC South? You never know what could happen there. Did you find the clip of Todd Bowles? So he's, you want to talk about stoic. He's a different kind of stoic than Bill Belichick. Just a guy who, I don't want to say he's flatline, because that's not fair. He is operating on a need-to-know basis, right? Not going to give the public, the media, any more than they need to know. And he's just, most of the time, very professional and businesslike. Of course he has a pulse, and of course he can get fired up, but you just don't see that behind a podium. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers put this out on social in advance of the season kicking off.
It's exciting!
That's Todd Bowles. Wait, again.
It's exciting!
And he pounds the podium with both fists. If I didn't know that was him, Pete, and you played that, say, a dozen times, there's probably not a snowball's chance in Hades, I would guess Todd Bowles.
It's exciting!
It's a little bit like the Kawhi Leonard laugh. If all you ever heard was the Leonard laugh, it could take 100 guesses to figure out that was Kawhi. Right? That's Todd Bowles. Of all the people that would laugh like that, you wouldn't think Kawhi. And he probably never did it again. It's still funny because it went viral. Here you've got Todd Bowles, who, again, very even keel, doesn't get too excited in, you know, some of these head coaching responsibilities that he has to attend to, kind of holds his nose and does it. And they ask him how he feels about the beginning of the season, and he blows us away with it's exciting!
It's exciting!
Gosh. We are not responsible for what we do on the opening day of the NFL season.
Well, we talked about scripts and Belichick earlier. You could make a case that Todd Bowles read that from a script. That's how out of the ordinary that it is for him.
So good. See if we can retweet it from our show account at Amy After Hours.
Yes. It's exciting!
Again, you could guess 100 other people before you would guess Todd Bowles.
It's exciting!
One of the things that is not a question for the Buccaneers this year is their starting QB. Baker Mayfield took over last year. Now, he did have a different OC, so there's a change there. But I saw this post on social. You know how it is. It's like the run-up to the Super Bowl, where for 2 weeks, you've got storylines that are contrived and made up and articles about who knows what that no one ever cared about or thought about. Well, I saw one. Which NFL player has been on the most rosters in the league? And there was a photo of Baker Mayfield. Now, I don't think that's accurate. I think there are guys who have played for more teams than him, like current active players. So I'd have to go and look up the right answer to that. But it did crack me up that it was Baker whose photo was associated with that question, because it was Cleveland, then it was Carolina, even though he wanted to go to Indianapolis. Remember that whole mess? Then it was briefly the Rams. And now the Bucs. So that's only four. There have got to be players out there who have been on more rosters than just four. For sure. Kickers.
Yeah.
Punters.
Receivers now.
Receivers. Yep. Changing teams a lot. But anyway, it did trigger something to at least cause me to give it a few brain cells.
Well, the thing with Tampa is Bowles is, you know, this is his second run as a head coach. I mean, he had that run with the Jets, and they both, I feel like they feed off of each other, those two, mm-hmm. because they weren't wanted in other places. And it's a perfect combination of, hey, I'm going to get them. I feel like from these two, I feel like that they have something to prove still. Even though they had a good year last year, they have something to prove. And I feel like the combination together is going to make them succeed.
Oh, they clearly are glad to be working together because they, if you remember, Todd Bowles, going back to the beginning of last season, called him a warrior. Loves his mentality, loves the fact that I think he's grown up a little bit, so he's not quite so brash and bold off the field. He is on the field, but off the field, he's a husband, he's a father. He's kind of learned his lesson about being that emotional girl in public, if you will. And so, yeah, he just now is about business and is about winning because he's got something to prove. Again, I'm not saying the fire has diminished any for Baker Mayfield, but he's giving the media and social media less material to work with. And so, yeah, it kind of interesting, too, to hear from Drew Brees, who didn't play for that many franchises, but had his own shift there in his career where he felt like he wasn't wanted by one franchise and the Saints took a chance on him. And he was telling Jim Rome on Wednesday that he actually likes this path for Baker.
He kind of falls in that category of like, he's the 6 foot and under club, right? Like I have this, you know, love for the guys that were kind of the undersized underdog, chip on the shoulder, right? Always something to prove. You know, he's definitely in that category, right? And so then you look at his career, you're having to bounce around a little bit. I think there's always been something there, though. There's a drive, there's a determination, there's a resiliency. And look, I think there's probably a maturation that's taken place, too.
It's exciting!
Stop it. That can't be Todd Bowles, except we saw it. You can see it. You don't even have to take my word for it. As soon as we get to the break, I'll put it up on social. He just loses his mind. But I don't think it was, well, it wasn't scripted, of course. But it's also something we're never going to see again. So this isn't like new Todd Bowles turning over a new leaf. It's just, hey, I'm going to prove to you peeps that I'm more than just these monotone answers, giving you as little information as possible. Yeah, just that's amazing. Amazing. Please tell me we're going to use that all the way through the season.
Oh, yes, for sure. I hope there's more.
Well, he had so this is the complete opposite, but about a year ago at this time, when Baker Mayfield and the Bucks had won their first game, their season opener, he said something along the lines, well, we're not going to go 0-17. Like, the people were asking him, well, what does this mean? Kind of thinking bigger picture perspective. Well, it means we're not going to go 0-17. I mean, that's what you normally get from Todd Bowles. Not, it's exciting!
It's exciting!
Stop it. Oh, gosh. Okay. I can't compete with that. I don't even know what to do with that except just to replay it over and over. Although, I teased it. So, if you haven't seen Dan Campbell in an Applebee's, this is classic.
Welcome to Applebee's. Can I interest you in America's favorite boneless wings for just 50 cents each?
I have the 50 cent bone.
Cover your mouth. They can steal your order.
I'll have the 50 cent boneless wings.
I'll have the same.
Perfect. They'll never see it coming. I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic.
I don't know how I didn't see this before. I actually didn't see it on TV. I came across it on social. But Dan Campbell hawking Applebee's. So he's in an Applebee's. He's the waiter. And he walks over and you can kind of hear it. The menu is over his mouth so that presumably no one else can see what play is being called.
Cover your mouth.
And then when the two people who are sitting at the table try to order without covering their mouths, he has to teach them a lesson or two. And you, again, you can kind of hear their voices are muffled when they place their order. He's awesome. He's so good for the NFL. I know a lot of you weighing in with your questions, the significant questions facing your team as we kick off 2024. Bunch of Lions fans really excited. But even if you were listening to my conversation with Charles Davis of the NFL on CBS, that was on our Hump Show, he was saying right now, going into 24, the Lions are everyone's second favorite team. And I love that. It's a great way to put it. It's a lot like the Cubs going back to 14, 15, 16, before they finally won the World Series. If you weren't rooting for your own team, if the Cubs weren't facing your team, well, then you were rooting for Chicago to end that century old drought. It was actually 108 years. And now here are the Lions, who've never made a Super Bowl, who've never won a champion, well, never won the Super Bowl. And if your team is not facing Detroit, well, then you're all about it. I mean, I'm all in on Detroit. I want to see this. It was awesome to see when the Philadelphia Eagles finally broke through and won a Super Bowl. Amazing stuff. These are the types of storylines and moments in sports that I live for. They don't always come along. We've had a good run in the last 10 years of firsts, teams winning championships for the first time or the first time in forever. Like the Chiefs, when they won their first Super Bowl a couple years ago, it's the first time in 50 years. Man, that's amazing stuff. So yes, let's agree. We're on the Lions bandwagon as long as they're not facing our favorite teams.
I'm good.
Cover your mouth. It's exciting. Oh, see, can you hear me? I'm giddy. Like, this is, I'm going to have to breathe. 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 Take a break. Just, we got a long way to go still.
Cover your mouth.
We've got another 15 hours until kickoff, but it's coming, babies. It's coming. 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio, show account at Amy After Hours, and then our Facebook page, because yes, it is, in fact, exciting. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's exciting!
Man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because, like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5 hour flight. So, I don't have no intentions on doing that. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
Even if that's your first time actually hearing Darius Slay make the comments about this trip to Brazil, you probably heard about his comments and the fact that he apologized, which, I don't know, I don't get that part. It's not like he said anything that wasn't true, number one. Number two, unless the NFL somehow got to him through the Eagles, hey, you're making us look bad. We need you to apologize. But even so, I don't know that I would apologize myself. Sometimes in the business of podcasting, we maybe share a little bit too much information, so TMI, but I didn't feel like he said anything that was real negative. Maybe the NFL, the Eagles feel like he was offensive about Brazil or the Brazilian people, or you're insulting the fans. But again, he didn't say anything that isn't true, only that it kind of stirred up a hornet's nest, if you will. So he did apologize after making those comments on the Big Play Slay podcast. Looking forward to playing in your beautiful country. I've heard y'all are very passionate, just like our amazing Eagles fan. Just a few more days. Can't wait. So his apology sort of directed to...
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Brazilian football fans, I guess, whatevs. So, who knows? But the comments still hold. And he's not the only one. A.J. Brown last week was telling reporters that they had a meeting in which they were instructed, don't do this, don't do this, don't go here, don't go there, don't do this. Whether or not anything notable happens, they've certainly been put on notice, right? They've certainly been warned about the possibilities. And this is the same thing that happens in Mexico. The NFL does the same thing when they send teams to Mexico. Be careful. Americans are targets. You know, there's crime there, but mostly that people are going to know who you are. And if you take unnecessary risks and say you're out on your own, that kind of thing, you could end up being a target even more so. Also, then you got to be careful about the water and the food and all that kind of stuff. And so there's a lot of different ways that they have to take precautions. And I guess the latest is that the NFL has beefed up security. Well, the NFL hasn't done it. They've asked for beefed up security. And the Brazilian government has decided that they will do that. And I can imagine they would like the NFL to return. So if something goes wrong or there's a security breach of some sort, well, it reflects poorly on them as a government. Of all the things that reflects poorly on them as a government right now. I mean, this is one that they don't want to make headlines. But yeah, there's a lot more negative swirling around this game than there are positive. So maybe the game itself, when we get to Friday, take center stage. But yeah, there's going to be a lot missing unless our U.S. media defy the orders to not use Twix. Maybe they're going to get thrown in jail for calling it Twix. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, Roger Goodell, he was a guest with Pat McAfee. I don't often use sound from my previous network, but in this case, the commissioner of the NFL is answering the question of why Brazil.
We follow the data. Fan base
of course you did.
Incredible down there. This is sort of like the spark that just creates the fire. And so that's the point of this regular season game is to make sure that we can bring our game directly to those fans. And we're seeing that reaction. It's, you know, we're a couple of days out now and tickets are really at a premium. It's hard to find. There's a lot of excitement in town. So when you bring our game and share it with others, they love it. And that's essentially what we're doing is letting the game sell it. And, you know, obviously there'll be a lot of entertainment around it. There'll be a lot of excitement, not just the football game, but, you know, every time we've done this, they want more.
Well, and that's really the point, is that the fans want more. The fans are willing to spend more to get it, buying the tickets, gobbling up the tickets. The Brazilian government, the Brazilian state, they're also interested in spending money to beef up security and to beef up the area to make it safer, but also to make it a place where fans want to show up. And that's kind of the idea, is this is a boost to their economy as well and puts Brazil and their city, São Paulo, completely and firmly in the spotlight. I mean, you hitch your wagon to the NFL star and generally what happens is you make money and the headlines are good as long as nothing goes horribly wrong. So yeah, the state is setting aside special military police battalions, that's what I've read, police battalions to reinforce security. And they're going to have extra police on the streets, subway stations, the train stations, the hotels. I mean, this sounds a lot like New York City, actually, or any major city where an event like this is going on. Las Vegas recently hosting the Super Bowl. And they're putting different information out there about how we're safer than this country or that country. Oh, yeah, but we're not as bad as that country, kind of a thing. I'm just hoping that nothing goes wrong. Because that would definitely put a cramp in the NFL style, but mostly you're talking about a lot of people. I say that tongue-in-cheek, by the way. You have a lot of people who are making this trip. The traveling parties for the NFL teams, and they've both landed. I saw the videos. They're both getting there on Wednesday night. You got a lot of people who are making this trip and try to make it a winner for the league. I've already told you I'll be in bed when the game is going on. At the time at which this game kicks off, I will have been awake 30 hours. A, I don't have Peacock, although I could listen to it on the radio. B, it's a Friday night and See, I'll catch it on NFL Network on Saturday. Before the college games kick off, I'll go and I'll watch the NFL game. Thank goodness for NFL Plus. Anyway, yeah, just going to be an interesting scene. Just hoping they're all safe. Don't really care about what the game looks like necessarily, but you kind of wonder about the conditions and just the spectacle that it is. Thinking about some of the other football, the world's football, and how those scenes can get pretty crazy. Just want to get to the game and get these teams home. Is that too much to ask? It's exciting. Probably not.
It's exciting!
I can't get enough of that. All right, I can get enough of that. At Amy After Hours, our Facebook page too. We'll get to some of your significant questions facing your teams. Also, if you hadn't heard, Caitlin Clark, she's pretty damn good. The Fever win again. That's 5 wins in a row. They've already clinched the playoffs, which we know. Another triple-double for Caitlin. And if you're looking for other female athletes, U.S. female athletes to support, how about Jessica Pegula? I know that name is familiar to a lot of people. She's the daughter of the owners of the Bills, and she's just had a huge breakthrough in her sport, which is not football. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network Sports Flash.
All right, Amel, the Bengals getting some good news as Ja'Marr Chase practiced for the first time, but still unclear if he'll play Sunday against the Patriots as he continues to want a new contract. Now, Joe Burrow obviously wants his number one target, but they'll have a plan whether Chase is there or not.
Yeah, I would say that's true. We'll see what ends up happening, but whatever happens, we're prepared for it.
Meanwhile, still plenty of uncertainty about Friday's game with the Eagles and Packers in Brazil. A.J. Brown discussing the latest meeting they had about the players needing to look after their safety while they're there.
A whole bunch of don't do's, and I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, and come back home.
That's the best way I can put it.
Broncos and corner Patrick Surtain reportedly agreed to a 4-year deal, $96 million, $77.5 million in guaranteed money. Meanwhile, his quarterback Bo Nix voted as the team captain, first Broncos rookie to get that honor since 1967.
It's a privilege. I'm excited to be with this group, excited to be a captain. I don't take it lightly. I know it's a big deal, and it hasn't happened often, but I'm not going to take it for granted. I've got to come to work every single day and just prove that you can be a captain.
Baseball, the Cubs blanked the Pirates 12-0. Shota Imanaga and two relievers combining on a no-hitter. Imanaga went the first 7 with 7 Ks using 95 pitches. Phillies double Blue Jays 4-2. Kyle Schwarber went deep, tying Alfonso Soriano's record from 2003 with his 13th leadoff homer of the season. Royals topped the Guardians 4-1. Tommy Pham, the go-ahead 3-run shot. Seth Lugo, 7 innings of 1-run ball. Braves dismissed the Rockies 5-2. Mets win streak is 7 down the Red Sox 8-3. Padres walked off on the Tigers 6-5-10. Angels rocked the Dodgers 10-1. Cardinals survived the Brewers 3-2-10. Rangers outscored the Yankees 10-6. Reds put up 9 in the first. They punished the Astros 12-5. Rays overwhelmed the Twins 9-4. Diamondbacks erased the Giants 6-4. San Francisco also reportedly agreed to a 6-year extension, $151 million with Matt Chapman. Mariners, they dominate the A's 16-3. White Sox rocked the Orioles 8-1. And the Marlins outlast the Nationals 4-3-10. U.S. Open, Jessica Pegula ousted top seeded Iga Swiatek. Jannik Sinner took out Daniil Medvedev. First U.S. Open semifinals for both. And WNBA, Caitlin Clark, a triple-double. Fever bounce to Sparks, 93-86. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227.
It's exciting!
McKinnon is in at running back. First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman! McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side. A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game. 25-22. And the Chiefs Kingdom has started its own history class. Because for the first time in 6,944 days, there is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs, champions of Super Bowl 58 on the heels of Super Bowl 57.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This is how my mind works. I wonder who added up all those days. Mitch Holthus with the final call of last year's NFL season. Last time we had an NFL game that counted. Whoo, does that whet your appetite? Who or what posed the greatest challenge to the Kansas City Chiefs? We are about to find out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and I love, love, love all the questions. You're doing a deep dive, the most significant questions for your NFL teams as they kick off the season. Now, we do still have a show tonight, of course. We'll spend a lot of it on Ravens and Chiefs, but we'll also be going over some of these questions. Hearing from a bunch of Browns fans, your big question is about Deshaun Watson, and will he play this season? Will he be like the quarterback he was in Houston? Jay, will Joey B, meaning Joe Burrow, stay healthy all year? And other questions for the Bengals, will Chase play and be extended? That's Mark on Facebook. JJ, will the Chargers have enough offense? Will the defense be better under the new coaches? I like how Tyson is saying, screw 2024. Will we see Dak as our QB next year? So that's already looking ahead to next year. You know, there's still time, by the way. He could get that extension before the season kicks off. That's a Dallas question. And right below it, Chris, will Dak finally show up in the playoffs? I'll put my money where my mouth is. Who wants some action? He believes it's going to happen.
Don't be ridiculous.
Raymond, can we get over the hump finally? Finn's fan for life. David, have the Bears finally drafted a good QB in the first round or even at all? Here's, I got to admit, one of my favorites. Rick, can Kurt Cousins stay healthy? What about that Kurt Cousins? Cover your mouth. Can Kurt Cousins stay healthy? That's Rick on Facebook. William, will the Saints fans have to wear paper bags on their heads again? All right. I like it. Louise, with a new quarterback and a new coach, will Washington make it to the playoffs? Not this year. You know what? I could be wrong. I don't have as high of hopes for the Commanders as a team. I definitely have hopes for the Jaden Daniels experiment.
High ceiling for them, third place in that division.
Third place. I like it.
That's the high ceiling.
Fred Armstrong. I don't know why I give you his last name. It doesn't matter. He's like Neil Armstrong. They're related probably. On Facebook, when does Drake May start? How's the defense going to be without Matthew Judon and a healthy Gonzalez back? He's got multiple questions. Jared, if Kyle Pitts will stay healthy. Hashtag the Atlanta Falcons. So yeah, lots of questions there on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. More on Twix at A-Law Radio. As a Steelers fan, identifies himself as the Colonel. I don't know the Colonel of what. Simple question.
Sanders?
Wilson or Fields? That's it. Wilson or Fields? Well, right now the answer is Wilson!
Let's hope he can make fire.
Have you seen Tom Hanks lately? He's got white hair.
Yes. It made me kind of sad. A little bit.
He is obviously able to use hair dye whenever he needs to for a role, but white hair.
Not the Tom Hanks dancing on tables in Bachelor Party.
Or the one who's yelling, Wilson!
Right.
As part of Castaway. I got to say, people ask me every now and then, what's your favorite comedy of all time? Money Pit. He was a skinny kid, skinny young man with a thick shock of brown hair going back then. Actually looks the way his son does now, which is pretty incredible.
It's unreal. And speaking of comedies, Big and League of Their Own. It's not essentially comedies.
Different comedy, but yes. But
yes.
He's,
add that there.
He's definitely got the comedic timing and the comedic stroke of genius. Just the white hair threw me the last time I saw a picture of him.
Yeah, I thought he was doing the Sully appearances.
Another incredible role. My goodness. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Always good to talk football. Always. And yet, I know many of you have got fever fever. My mom has fever fever, and I mentioned this on our home show. She and her husband, Mike, suddenly lost their second family dog. So they had two purebred Aussies. They were sisters. And the first one passed away not quite a year ago. And they had the second one, 12 years old now, seemed to be really healthy, very playful, just doing great. And all of a sudden had a medical issue, and they had to put her down without any warning. And so they were really in the doldrums, as you can imagine. I mean, we're all shedding tears. These are family dogs, and now all three of them are gone in the span of a year. Glory and My Penny, and then Gracie this week. And so it's been hard. We miss them a ton, and it just is, it's real painful. Well, I was checking in with my mom on Wednesday evening. How are you guys doing? And she mentioned they were going to get some relief and a distraction by watching the fever. My mother never saw a WNBA game in her life before this season. She is the classic example of a fan who has become all about the WNBA, primarily because of Caitlin Clark, but not just Caitlin. She now knows all of her teammates' names. She sends me texts about Kelsey Mitchell and Lexi Hall and Aaliyah Boston. She's always giving me, whenever I call her and I happen to call her and they're watching a game, play-by-play of what Caitlin is doing on the court. This is my mom. Again, couldn't have named one WNBA player before the season, and now has the entire Fever roster and many of the others committed to memory. Anyway, she said it gave them some joy, which made me happy. The Fever win again last night. That's 5 in a row. They're now 7-1 since the Olympic break. And for Caitlin Clark, another banner night. Her second triple-double. No rookie's ever done that. In fact, only a handful of veterans have ever had more than one triple-double in their careers. 24 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. She also hits her 100th and 101st and 102nd three-pointers of the season, and she's the quickest player ever to get to 100 three-pointers, only 34 games. I think one of my favorite moments, though, her behind-the-back pass to Aaliyah Boston that resulted in an and-one. She played all 40 minutes last night. And yeah, she is definitely rejuvenated after the break. So as much as the Olympics would have been terrific, and she will play in the Olympics someday, I have no doubt, that break for her was desperately needed. Now, if you missed it, she was also the player of the month in August and the rookie of the month in the Eastern Conference in August. And so a lot of awards coming her way, but mostly they're just really excited about the fact that they've clinched the playoffs and that they have an opportunity this fall to go where no Fever team has gone before.
Coming in here, obviously, this organization hasn't been to the playoffs since 2016, and that was my main goal. And I felt like, you know, once I got comfortable and kind of was, you know, I don't know, playing style of basketball that we wanted to play, which was up-tempo, which was playing off one another, plus playing, you know, setting my teammates up for success. And I think also once my teammates kind of got used to playing with me, it's been pretty smooth sailing and fun basketball since then.
You can tell they're having fun, but it's also emotional for them and for Christy Sides. So this is kind of neat. I happened to see it, I follow the Fever on Twix, and happened to see the video they put out. First time in Fever franchise history, the coach of the month hails from their arena. Christy Sides was so emotional, she actually got teary over the way her players were celebrating it. They brought balloons. They had a gift. They had a cake. They were filming it. Before practice, they put it up on the huge video screen. August coach of the month. I mean, they're all in. And then her assistant coaches and her players are congratulating her in such a way that you know it matters to them. So, yeah, they're a lot of fun to watch, and they're coming together as a team. I mentioned one more storyline I want to make sure we cover, because it's a first for Jessica Pegula, one of the top-ranked women's American tennis players. She's into the semifinals of a Grand Slam for the first time, so she no longer has to answer questions about it.
I would like to say I'm so happy that you guys cannot ask me about making it to the semis. That was like, oh my gosh. It wasn't even a me thing. It was just more like people asking me. So I'm really happy to be through to the semifinals. I thought I played really clean match. Served pretty well, returned well. I feel like I didn't really do anything that bad and was able to kind of jump on her really early and I think frustrate her, and was able to keep my level even when she picked it up in the second set. So yeah, I think I just played all around really good tennis today.
Congratulations to Jessica, or Jessie, as she is known to her family and friends. And the she's referring to, the top-ranked player in the world on the women's side, who'd won, I think, 100 straight matches at the U.S. Open, or 100 straight matches at the U.S. Open. So this was a big deal for Pegula. She'd been 0-6 in quarterfinal matches before yesterday, and breaks through and is into her first ever semi-final at a Grand Slam. It happens to be the U.S. Open, which is awesome. Now, coming up today, a pair of Americans on the men's side, Taylor Fritz and Francis Tiafoe, they will square off. So we'll have at least one American who gets to the U.S. Open championship match. Hopefully it's one for the men and one for the women. But yeah, hasn't happened in a long time on the men's side. Not since Andy Roddick in 03 has a man won at the U.S. Open. So let's go, USA. But tonight it's football. We're back after the game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Boom!